Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on 1 Thessalonians, we finished chapter 2. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new message today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. I hope you'll have your Bibles ready. We'll be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. We have titled this section, Remember to Reach Out. Be sure to have pencil and paper so you can take good notes. And be sure to call someone and ask them to listen in to our broadcast. Please be our advertiser. Lamp and Light does not buy advertising for this broadcast. We depend upon our listeners, those who listen by radio, to tell other people in their area about our broadcast. And then those who listen by internet around the world, that you will tell other people that you email about our broadcast and get them to listen in as well. And if you do that, we'd appreciate it. Also, we encourage you to send us your Bible questions. Now, sometimes you have a Bible question, and we will do our best to answer it, either whether it's email or whether it's the postal mail. We will do our best to answer your questions. If you write us enough questions, we will use a broadcast time in order to answer those Bible questions. So again, let me encourage you to write us with your Bible questions. Write us notes of encouragement. We love hearing from our listeners. From time to time, when we have notes of encouragement or salvation or something of that nature, I share that with our folks on Wednesday night in our church so that they too may rejoice with us. Now, if you have your Bibles, if you'll turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verses 1 and 2. Now, again, we always use the King James Bible. You say, why? Because it is translated out of the very best manuscripts, which is the Textus Receptus of the New Testament and the Masoretic Hebrew text of the Old Testament. Those are the best. The others are corrupted so badly. And since only the King James is translated from the best text, we use the best text because we do a lot of word studies and we want to be accurate with God's precious word. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone and sent Timotheus, our brother and minister of God and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith. When one reads the entire third chapter of 1 Thessalonians, he should keep it in mind that this chapter is one entire paragraph in the Greek language in which it was originally written. And that tells us that none of this chapter can be understood in contrast to any other part of the chapter. Now, let me explain what I mean. In South Florida, back about a year ago, a young 19-year-old lady was going to take her driver's test that day. A neighbor took her in his cab near to the place where she'd be taking the test, and he allowed her to practice in a parking lot, driving in his cab. He stood outside and watched as she drove through the bushes and into a canal. Obviously, She ended up not taking the test. Now, if we read that a 19-year-old girl did not take her driver's test without the information I just gave you, you might surmise that she had scheduled it, but she had a problem of self-confidence and simply did not take the test. We could even spend some time on self-esteem with that one. One must read the entire story if he or she is going to understand why she did not take the test. Not taking the test had nothing to do with a lack of confidence or self-esteem. And, of course, that's the way they try to direct everything today, isn't it? About confidence and self-esteem, instead of having the esteem of the Lord, he must increase and I must decrease. But nonetheless, that's the way people would probably try to think about it. We didn't have the previous information. Now, if you just read one verse of 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, you can concoct some strange and unusual doctrines. So always make sure a Bible verse you read fits within the context of what you are reading. If you assign it some special meaning that you have not heard before or someone just showed to you, it is actually noble to check the scriptures to see if the things taught are scriptural. Because Satan himself is a master of quoting scriptures incompletely. He tried that with the Lord Jesus Christ in the wilderness, and Jesus corrected him. Now, as we look to our text, the first thing I want you to see here from verse 1 of 1 Thessalonians 3 is the word wherefore. Now, I've shared this with our folks at our church on several occasions, and I have with this radio audience over the years, but there's a difference between the words therefore and wherefore. For about every 3 to 4 times the word therefore appears, wherefore will only appear once. Therefore has the idea of we have left a certain point and are now at this point, but we are continuing to head toward a point over there. Let us be doing this now as a result to help us on our way there. On the other hand, the word wherefore has the idea of we started there and now we are at this point. Let us do this here since we have arrived here. Now, this tells us therefore is pertaining to duty as you proceed on toward the goal. Wherefore is doing the duty in the place you are because you are now at the point you should be. And so, wherefore, here in verse 1 of chapter 3 of 1 Thessalonians, is a result of the previous verses, which are chapter 2, verses 17 through 20. He says, you are our joy at the return of the Lord Jesus Christ in verse 19 of chapter 2. We remember your salvation and the learning time that we had with you those first 4 weeks that we were in Thessalonica. Now we want to perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Now, each time they tried to perfect that was lacking, Satan hindered them. We must allow the Lord to work in people's life that they may trust the Lord instead of us. Please understand that new Christians will go through times of testing and affliction. Now, let me say this because I think this applies not only to new Christians, but I believe it applies to all Christians. Daily, read the Word of God. Write notes. If you write them down in your Bible, fine. If you write them on a separate piece of paper, fine. But write notes about the passage that you read. Pray, and have a don't-quit commitment to reading and thinking and meditating on the Word of God every day. Don't quit from it. Matter of fact, do it just like they used to do in the temple. Do you remember in the temple? They would pour the oil in the morning, and then they would refill it in the evening. The oil represented the Holy Spirit, but the lamp represents for us today, as Revelation chapter 1, verse 20 points out, it represents the local church. and the light, of course, of Christ shining through the local church. Well, you're part of that lamp. And so you let that light shine through you, and so you take in the Word of God every day, and you allow that Word of God as a fire, the Bible calls sometimes the Word of God as a fire. You allow it as a fire to burn in your life. Fill that oil in the morning, pour that oil in the evening. Start your day with the Word, close your day with the Word. And then let me also add, as you go to church, as you listen to fundamental Bible studies. Now, let me make that also a qualification. Just because somebody says they're a religious program doesn't make it fundamental. Fundamental is true to the foundation. You have people that take this King James Bible and they tear it down. They'll say, well, this shouldn't be in there. That's not the right translation. That's not a good word. And they go on and they're trying to spend their time teaching what the Bible doesn't say so that they can get their doctrine across, then that's a person to avoid. But when somebody holds to the Word of God, holds to it as word for word inspired and word for word preserved. Matter of fact, that's a good thing to ask a pastor. Do you believe that the Word of God is verbally inspired and preserved for us today? If they say they believe in inspiration but not preservation, get out would be my recommendation. I certainly myself would not stay in there. Everybody has to make their own decision, but just based on the Word of God, I would have to get out. But if you're in a good church where they're teaching the Word of God as it is to men as they are, take notes on the sermon. Take notes and go back and refer to them. Now, again, new Christians will go through times of testing and affliction. If they're not established in the Lord, they'll be moved by the devil. So, my friend, that's why they need time in the Word of God. They need people who will take them under their wing and seek to build them up in doctrine, teach them the ways of God. Now, it's good that they have those kind of people, but they also need to spend time in their by themselves in their walk with God. Now, the Apostle Paul, in this passage, says, we were willing to be left at Athens alone. The spiritual welfare and condition of the Thessalonians was so heavy upon him that he said, look, myself and this whole mission team, we don't care if any of us are left here by ourselves alone. If they can go back and get you established in the faith. The whole team felt that way. We know by Acts chapter 17 and verse 2 that this mission team was there 3 full weeks and maybe even most of a 4th week. They believed that more time was needed to get this church established in sound doctrine. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send it your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.